now the trial of two brothers and their wives who are accused of withholding information or assisting Joseph Pushka after he had murdered 23-year-old schoolteacher Aisling Murphy in Tullamore 3 years ago is underway this lunchtime. We can speak to Diane Connor, our reporter in court. Diane, will you tell us about this case? Who's on trial and what are the charges?
Yes, well, on trial today are Joseph Pushka's brothers, 34-year-old Marek and 35-year-old Lubomir Pushka, along with their wives, 31-year-old Josefina Grunzova and 38-year-old Viera Gaziova, who have addresses in Mukla in Tullamore County, Offaly. Now, brothers Marek and Lubomir are both accused of withholding information, of not disclosing that Joseph Pushka had returned home with visible injuries on the 12th of January 2022. Marek Pushka is also accused of not disclosing that his brother had admitted to killing or causing serious injury to a woman with a knife, that he was aware of a plan to burn the clothing, and that Joseph Pushka had travelled to Dublin that evening. Now, Lubomir Pushka is accused of not disclosing that his brother admitted cutting a woman with a knife and had travelled to Dublin. Both their wives are accused of impeding the apprehension of Joseph Pushka by burning clothing, and all four have pleaded not guilty.
Now, the prosecution has begun its case. What's it alleging that the people on trial did?
That's right. The trial got underway proper just after midday, and prosecuting barrister Sean Gillan opened the trial, telling the jury that Aisling Murphy was a local school teacher, only 23 years old, and she had been exercising along the canal in Tullamore after school on the afternoon of the 12th of January 2022. He said she was attacked by Joseph Pushka, who stabbed her 11 times in the neck before fleeing the scene. He said an investigation was launched to find her attacker, and a bicycle was found nearby, and Joseph Pushka's DNA was found on it and under Aisling Murphy's fingernails. Now, Sean Gillan said an acquaintance of Joseph Pushka brought him to the house where his brothers and their families lived before he then travelled on to Dublin that evening to an address where his parents lived. And Sean Gillan said that CCTV showed Joseph Pushka getting into an ambulance the following day. He said he was wearing different clothing to the ones he had been seen in the day before when he had attacked Aisling Murphy, and he was clean shaven. The prosecution said the four accused were arrested a few days later and gave statements in Tullamore Garda Station, where he said they effectively misled the Gardaí with their statements and didn't disclose crucial information. And Mr. Gillan said they were spoken to a number of times after that by Gardaí about the inconsistencies in their statements. And Mr. Gillan said Gardaí knew that Joseph Pushka had changed his clothing and were looking for what he had been wearing the previous day. The case now has taken a break for lunch and will resume again shortly after two.
Diane, thank you very much. Our reporter, Diane Connor.